Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Reported in NOLA.com, I think it was Friday, if my memory serves me correct, nearly a dozen NOPD officers are now under federal investigation for allegedly fudging their work hours and double-dipping with off-duty details, officials confirmed Friday, an article written by John Zimmerman. The city also confirmed that an internal investigation found that Captain Sabrina Richardson, she was the head of NOPD's Public Integrity Bureau, the irony there, committed a myriad of violations related to details. The department said it forwarded the report to the district attorney, Jason Williams, for review of possible criminal charges. Richardson now heads the NOPD's 3rd District. The 6 additional officers under federal investigation, according to the article, do not include Richardson, and none of them have received target letters as of now. Friday I made some comments about how really the obligation as it relates to details is really incumbent upon each individual officer. You know the rules. If you don't know the rules, go learn the rules. Go educate yourself as to the rules and make sure that you don't run afoul of the rules. Because no one in a position of authority wants to have to waste their time investigating you manipulating the rules. And the real tragedy here, and I didn't get a chance to fully talk about this issue, is that I used to remind our officers all the time, and my approach was different, and it went this way. You're not in the policing business. You're in the credibility business. In the moment in time that you erode, by any personal action, your credibility, you are of diminishing value to the entity, the NOPD, the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office, whoever it is that you work for. And you should view every day of work in that manner. And there's not many issues even more important than you managing your details. When I hear comments from individuals, whether they be the police, independent police monitor, who said that only cases of suspected double dipping were being investigated criminally, many of the lesser infractions resulted from policy confusion on every level of the chain of command. She said, particularly regarding a cap of 16 and a half hours of work in a day. Now, if it's a rolling 24-hour period or whatever else, you know what it is, folks, at the end of the day? It's math. Basic math. The hair on the back of my neck stands up when I hear this, because it's much like Jen Psaki not condemning the leak, not being honest and transparent about all of this. This is simple math, Stella. It's not that hard. You got to care first. You have to give a damn, and you have to understand what the downstream implications are and that you're going to face some accountability. She went on to say there's always going to be ways for bad actors to be able to manipulate rules and systems, but I do think that what we're seeing is just a lot of confusion and a lot of mistakes. Now, what we're seeing is a breakdown in governance and in holding people accountable. That's what we're seeing. We're not seeing confusion. We're not seeing mistakes. The rules are what they are. They're not that difficult. If you get off of one detail at 4 o'clock or you get off at 4 o'clock, you can't have a detail start at 3:45. It doesn't work that way. And you can't go on a get off of work at 4 and go on a detail at 4. Doesn't work that way either. You have to allow yourself travel time to show up for the next detail. Otherwise, you can't work it. Plain and simple. You've set yourself up for failure, and you're sitting around making up lame excuses, trying to cover for this, and meanwhile, the reputation of the entity is suffering each and every day. Now, everybody knows where I stand as it relates to police. I am the biggest pro-police person there is. But we have to call out these failures when we see them because it is eroding the credibility and it makes it harder for us to defend qualified immunity, police shootings, some of the realities of when everything goes right, it's still an ugly consequence and an ugly outcome. And the sooner that we recognize that within the policing community, that we have got to be on the P's and Q's every single solitary day, and especially on the easy crap like this, these are missed opportunities. Yeah, it may have seemed that I'm belaboring the point. But having fought hard to maintain the credibility of a chosen occupation, an organization, and otherwise, I cannot overstate this. And when I hear, and I've had Donovan Levicari on here, he's an attorney for the Fraternal Order of Police, talking about some of these mistakes, a small infraction or allowances overblown. No, I had enough. You are understating the problem here. It is a privilege to work a detail, not a right. It's an accommodation for the officers. In some states, you're not allowed to work them at all. And if you want that privilege to continue, you better treat it like a privilege and not a right. And that's the problem that we have here. Working police details allows officers to earn additional dollars to be able to enjoy a lot of the niceties of life. I worked them. I know. I managed them. I know. I had the detail office under my command. I know. And I'm not trying to be boastful about it, but these are simple. This is low-hanging fruit. And we have no one to blame but ourselves. So don't say they're being overblown. It's not true. There's no such thing as a small infraction. And these mistakes, what? These are obvious things. You can't be two places at one time. How simpler does it get? Am I angry? Yes, because we are better than this. We are. I know it. I know the trials and tribulations that the men and women of law enforcement across this country face. We're better than this. And when I hear these excuses from the governance structure, I am simply offended. We know what's expected of us. And when it comes to this, this is easy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.